So, in Romans, go to Romans chapter 4, and see, we're to walk by faith, not by sight. And if we're looking at the things around us all the time, our faith ain't going to be high because we're more focused on the things that are going on around us. So, you know, we got problems, we got situations, and things are coming against us. If we focus our attention on that, if we say that the things around us and the things we've got to deal with are the storm, then we start looking at the waves, we start looking at the wind, and they're boisterous. Then we can start fearing. And then when that fear comes in, it brings down our faith, so we can't believe. The peace is gone. And the first thing that we ever lose is the peace, right? And we know that Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace, and we have that Prince of Peace living in us. We got the peace of God in us, okay? And just like we put the love of God on, we decide, we make that decision that we're going to walk in love. And as we make the decision to walk in love, God energizes that. As we decide we're at peace with God, you know, and that we've got peace in our heart, even if we're turned up, when we decide, make that decision, God can energize that in us, because our faith is going to begins. But one of the biggest ways of releasing your faith is not just in your actions, but in your confession, what you're saying. All right? Now, there may be things in your life right now that you think are impossible to turn around. Whether it's debts, whether it's relationships, whether it's health issues, whether it's work, whether it's relationship, whatever the situation is, you may think that this is going to take years. Right? To change my circumstances is going to take years. But we got to stop getting into that mode and start going to the God of the impossible. Now, to us, in the five senses, it may literally be impossible, right? But this is where faith comes in. And we know that with God, all things are possible. Right? That people have given testimony through the years since I've been a believing heard. Debt eradication. In other words, debt cancellation. Health. People being completely healed. Right? We've heard all the wonderful testimonies of people being healed. Alright? Relationships being restored. Right? But it starts with us. And it starts with our faith. And what we believe God is able to do for us. And in Ephesians 5:1, it says, "Be therefore followers of God as dear children." We're to imitate God. That word followers is to imitate. So God wants us to imitate Him. And that is in the area of love, right? But God also does other things. When God created the heavens and heaven and the earth, what did He do? He said, "Let there be light." He spoke it into being, right? Now, in Romans 4, verse 17, it says, "As it is written, I have made thee," talking to Abraham, "a father of many nations," or talking about Abraham, "before him whom he believed," even God, he believed God, "who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were." So God calls those things which are not as though they were. So instead of confessing our circumstances and looking at our circumstances, we start to call those things that we want, okay, by confessing the promises of God, by confessing what God says about those situations. Right, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." If you're having a rough journey, God's heart and desire is that you have a good journey. So instead of saying, "Well, I'm having such a tough time right now, I'm going through these situations," you say, "No, I'm having a great journey through life. Right? I am prospering and I am being in health." That is calling those things which be not as though they were. It's also Hebrews 11:1 says, "Faith is the substance or materialization of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." We can't see it yet, but we believe we got it, right? So God wants us to watch our words, what we're saying. But you've got to watch what you're thinking, because your words is the results of what you're thinking. So we need to think what God says, and we need to put his word there in place of our fears that have come against us, in place of our circumstances, right? We need to say, no, this is what God says about me. Right, when you're condemning yourself, you say, no, Jesus Christ is my righteousness. Jesus Christ is my justification. Jesus Christ is my sanctification and redemption. Right? That is your sonship rights. You are the righteousness of God. So when someone says you're off, you're this and that, no, I am the righteousness of God. You say it. Say what the word says. Right? When you want to condemn yourself, no, I am righteous. That means you are right standing with God. You're in right standing with God. Even if you've messed up and done things before God, you're in right standing. Right? He's not judging or counting your sins. In fact, actually, God wasn't counting people's sins against them before they were born again. Right? It says that in 2 Corinthians 5. So we got to get God's perspective. And this is what I'm trying to encourage you right now. Get God's perspective on your life, on the way that you perceive things, and see it through the eyes of Christ. Then start calling it into being. Then start saying what the word says, and let it become the reality. Let it materialize in front of you, and you'll be surprised. It will happen, right? It will happen. Now, emotions can get there, like feeling low, feeling depressed, feeling down. But that's not who you are. And there are emotions, and they're strong, these emotions, right? But when you get the word in there, the word of God is living and real, right? It's quick and powerful, like it says in Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is quick and powerful. That quick and powerful is living energy. You've got to get the life of the word living in your environment and coming from your heart, coming from your mind, and then it's going to come from your mouth. So what are you feeding your mind? Right, and we can't base our walk upon what other people teach us, but what God is teaching us by his word and through the Holy Spirit working in us. Right, we can take encouragement from other people, from other teachings, but we are responsible to go to the word ourselves and make it our own. And if you go to the word, God will open it up to you. If you say, Father, you teach me, he will open it up to you. Right, and so let's go to Mark, the book of Mark. Chapter 11. Again. Here we have a situation. And we'll read it from first one. It says, and when they were came nigh unto Jerusalem, Mark 11:1, unto Bethphage, and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, he sent forth two of his disciples and said unto them, go your way into the village over against you, and as soon as you be entered into it, you shall find a colt tied whereon neither man sat. Loose him and bring him. And if any man say unto you, why do ye this? Say ye that the Lord hath need of him, and straightway he will send him hither. And they went their way and found the colt tied by the door without, in a place where two ways met, and they loosed him. And certain of them stood and there and said unto them, why do ye loose the colt? And they said unto them, even as Jesus had commanded, and they let them go. And they brought the colt to Jesus, and cast their garments on him, and he sat upon him. And many spread their garments in the way, and others cut down branches off the tree, and strewed them in the way. And they that went before, and they that followed, cried, saying, Hosanna, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Blessed be the kingdom of our father David that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And Jesus entered into Jerusalem and into the temple. And when he had looked round about upon all things, and now the evening tide was come, he went out unto Bethany with the 12. And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree afar off having leaves, he came, if haply he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of the figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto it, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. And they came to Jerusalem, and Jesus went into the temple and began to cast out them that sold and brought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers. Oh, he made a mess there. And seats of them that sold doves, and would not suffer or allow that any man should carry any vessel through the temple. And he taught, saying unto them, Is it not written, My house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. So I started from first one so we can get read into where we want to go. And the scribe and the chiefs heard it and sought how they might destroy him, for they feared him, because all the people were astonished at his doctrine, what he was saying. And when even was come, he went out of the city. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree that Jesus Christ had cursed, right, dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, said unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursedest is withered away. And Jesus answering said unto him, Have faith in God. And that literally is, have the faith of God. For verily, or truly, I say unto you, that whosoever, there's not a category of person, there is a, apart from whosoever, anyone, shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. The mountain can represent the problems, the situations that are going on in your life. And if you speak God's word in that situation, and you don't doubt in your heart, you're going to remove that mountain. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, there's whatever things, whatsoever thing, anything you desire, when you pray, believe that ye receive them, that you receive them, and ye shall have them. You got to, when you're praying for something, you've got to believe it's yours. You've got to believe that it's done. That's faith. It's not, well, God might do that. When we think that way, it's because we're looking at the circumstances. Well, I can't see how he can do that. How can God make that happen? But we've got to remember our God is the God of the impossible. And when we put our faith to our words and our prayers to God, that puts him to work, so to say, on our behalf. And when ye stand praying, forgive, if ye have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses, and so on. So there's just another record to verify about our confession, about our authority. We have authority. We're sons of God now, right? We're heirs of God and we're joint heirs of Christ, right? We've got the nature of God in us, spiritual DNA, which makes us sons of God now, right? We are sons of God and daughters of God, right? We're sons because we're men. Daughters are daughters because they're women, right? But we are sons of God. We are joint heirs with Christ right now. Not in the future, but right now. Okay, we have authority. We've been given authority, and we need to use that ability, that authority, dunamis. That ability is dunamis, Christ in you, right? And when you do it with faith, nothing is going to stop you, right? God will go to work and those things will happen. Let's go to Proverbs quickly. Right, Proverbs 18. And in verse 20 it says, A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. The fruit of your mouth, what's fruit? It comes from your thoughts. So what are you putting in your heart? What are you feeding your mind? Are you feeding your faith or are you feeding your fears? When we look at the circumstances and the things around us, we are feeding our fears. When we consider the circumstances, when we consider the situation. But when we get God's word in our hearts, we are feeding our faith. And the fruit of that, a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, because we're going to be saying what God says, rather than what we see with our senses. And if we're going to move with the power of God, with the signs, miracles and wonders confirming our words, we need to have God's word rooted in our heart. And we need to be word orientated in our mind and in our confession. And with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. And that can go two ways. You either be filled with the negative unbelief of what you're confessing, right, and what you're saying about your situation, your life, or you can be filled with the fruits of the goodness and deliverance and promises of God in your life, because you've got the word living in your heart. And verse 21, death and life. So that's the things. That's the fruit of your mouth, death or life. Right, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. What you're saying is what you're getting, right? What you believe in the depths of your heart and you say with your mouth is what you receive. When we believe with all of our heart that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, and we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, at that time, we truly believed, what did we get? Holy Spirit. Right? You received eternal life in you. You received that seed which is going to grow up into eternal life, which is going to flourish into eternal life. So we need to get God's word and say what God says about us. Right? Not what the circumstances are trying to speak to us. We need to let God's word speak to us bigger than the situation is speaking to us, or the circumstances are speaking to us, or the problem speaking to us. We've got to say, no, I'm not allowing you in. See? So when we get God's perspective on it, then our faith can really rise. And then we practice it. And it's a practice. You've got to practice doing this. You have to practice these things. And when you start doing it, then you'll start to see, you frame your world by your words. So what have you been framing around you? What have you been confessing out of your mouth? What have you been believing in here and saying? If I'm confessing negatives to you. Now there's a difference if I explain in my circumstance to you, because I want you to pray along with me. And I want to get encouragement from you also as God's working in you. See, that's the difference when we go with that perspective. But when we're complaining, this ain't happening, that ain't happening. I tried this, I tried that, nothing's working. I'm in the same situation all the time. Look at the confession. I'm in the same situation all the time. That's what you're framing in your life. But you've got to start calling those things which are not as though they were. You've got to start imitating our Father. How would my Father talk about this? Well, I got his spirit in me. I'm an heir of God. And I'm a joint heir of Christ. So I'm going to call those things not as though they were. In other words, I'm going to call the promises of God instead of calling the situation as I see it with my senses. I'm going to call, No, my God shall supply all my needs. In fact, my God has supplied all my needs. It's a done deal. I am healed by the stripes of Christ. It's a done deal. And regardless of the circumstances, no, my God has supplied. My God has already supplied. Even if you haven't got it, you're calling those things to you which are not, and then they become. That's how God works, right? That's how we believe. That's faith. You may know loads of scripture, but if you're not believing it in your heart and saying that with your mouth, you know, saying what God says, and you're saying the negative results of things, then that's what you're framing your world with. And God really put that in my heart. And I just wanted to share that with you to encourage you just to think about what you've been saying, what you've been thinking, what you've been feeding your mind in your situations, how you've been responding. Are you reacting or acting? Remember these teachings I've done? So this is what we got to do. We've got to remind ourselves every day. Jesus Christ said, remember the word I spoke unto you. Remember my word. Right, so I just wanted to share that just to bless you guys, all right?